Well, I just returned from Aceh last week, where they had this hit area of the tsunami. I think the mood in particular is more relevant when we talk about the mood in Aceh, because that's where all of the casualties happened. More than 120,000 people died in the tsunami in Aceh alone. Tens of thousands others also still remain missing. I remember going to Aceh on the second day of the tsunami. At that time, I was actually working as a journalist. I actually saw the destruction and the casualty firsthand. Literally, the provincial city, Banda Aceh, was turned into a sea of debris. And then much of their agricultural land, they either turned into swamp or, again, turned into mountain of debris. And the official figure says that at least more than 70,000 hectares of agricultural land was destroyed. So from the ruins and from what I just saw in Aceh last week, I think the mood is pretty much positive. Aceh is now back in business. A lot of the buildings have been built, and they've been built in what you call that building back better principles, meaning that all of the buildings were built with strict codes, making them quite quakeproof, for instance. And then a lot of the public buildings, such as schools, hospitals, and government buildings, equipped with escape routes and assembly points.
So you've been there, you've seen it, you know what it was like during the time when the tsunami hit. Do you feel that there has been a visible improvement for the people?
There has been a remarkable improvement. I think Aceh has had a remarkable transformation from, literally speaking, from the ruins of tsunami to what it is today, which is a bustling sort of province, a bustling with business. The main part of Banda Aceh was literally destroyed, and it was reopened within the first year with the help of UNDP. And you could tell by that time that things were actually going at the right directions. You know, reconstructions was happening within the targeted time, right? So, yeah, I think what you see in Aceh now is a result of a remarkable transformation.
What about the people? How were these agencies like UNDP, how was the government able to get the people to support this transformation?
Yeah, that's a very good question. You know, how do we ensure that the miracle of the redevelopment can be sustained, right? That what the Aceh need is greater investment to sustain the economy, greater foreign investment, how to attract foreign investment. And like in any other places in the world, if you want is to attract stronger foreign investment, then you have to improve your level of bureaucracy, you know, cut the red tape, for instance, you know, ensure transparency, for instance. Yeah, so I guess what Aceh really needs right now, it's a much more stronger bureaucracy. And the second thing is, I think environment also comes into mind. And right now, Aceh is now sitting at the crossroads. Aceh is actually called a resources region, and it's one of Indonesia's most forested provinces. So for Aceh to sustain the growth, it needs to, at the same time, protect its environment, you know, so that the quality of growth can be sustained.
What can the world learn from the rebuilding of Aceh, the building back better of Aceh?
There are two things that Aceh got it right. Okay, first, it's the decision by the government of Indonesia to set up a dedicated agency to oversee the reconstruction process. And then the agency is actually headed by a well-experienced person who reports directly to the president. So what happened then was within the first 5 months, the president of Indonesia then set up that dedicated agency. And then it's kind of a super body to oversee the reconstruction process. And then what it did is it put everything on a fast-forward button. And the second thing is that Aceh got it right was that when the relief phase, when the emergency phase kicked in, the Indonesian government already laid a strong foundation in the recovery work. So they didn't wait to enter the recovery phase before doing the groundwork for recovery. And that way, it actually provided, it helped the transition from emergency and relief to reconstruction. So it helped the transition from recovery to construction.